Coming up on 14 before the hour and streamed online, 1560wbys.com. Good to have you along. And, it's one of those back-to-work days out there through the Memorial Weekend. It is going to be a busy stretch, not only for the city of Canton, some really major events taking place in downtown Canton. One of those will be coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Art on Main Fine Arts Festival. And kind enough to join us today is Dana Smith and Dennis Crawford are both talking about the event. And first of all, welcome to both, and we appreciate you coming in. And Dana, one of the things when we talk about the structure of Main Street and the Canton Main Street and the work they have done, and you've been a very big part of that, and the committee and everybody who's involved in that, turning around the downtown area, getting us so many activities going, and this has really turned into maybe the biggest of them all, right? I mean, in regards to participation, some of the artists,
sure,
and different
sure.
things in that, in regards to that. Why? What do you think is one of the reasons why you see an event like this? Because you're bringing a different type of culture for the arts, people who are, we always talk about musicians here locally, but I think sometimes even the artists kind of get lost in the shuffle, right? I mean, the talent is closer to home here.
Well, I do think that it's, and Dennis, you know, you might have a comment on this too. I think that artists and artisans, because there are jewelers, there are mm-hmm. ceramicists, there are glass makers that we have come, people who work in wood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just painting and drawing, although a lot of people, when you say artists,
that's kind the first
of,
thing.
The
yeah.
first thing they mm-hmm. think of is a painting on the wall. And I think one of the things that maybe is nice, because it's accessible. People can go down to their own downtown area and see a lot of really beautiful pieces from a lot of different artists, people from all over this area. It makes it, and one of the things that I think that the artists have told me, Dennis, is that it's a very intimate setting. It's a very small show compared mm-hmm. to some of the others. For instance, if you go to Chicago, you may have hundreds of artists at a show. But here they seem to really like it because they can be in a small, beautiful little park setting. But I think that also appeals to people who come. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. The venue itself, Jones Park, couldn't be a prettier yeah. spot mm-hmm. for what we're having. And Jones Park right now, I don't think, has ever looked better. If you look at the new lamps we have downtown and the work that the gardeners have mm-hmm. done to really...
Kohler from the city.
Yes, really spiff it up and make it look first class. We're so proud of it.
Absolutely. Dennis, how did you become involved? You've always done stuff with the Chamber and with the Canton Main Street, right? Even now, being retired and those type of things, you find a way to pick your own type of stuff,
I have some free time, and the quality of this event is just so outstanding. They needed a little extra help this time around, and I was willing to jump in, and glad I did. This is a great organization, and they just put on a wonderful event.
Yeah, you have.
Dennis is being modest. He's a past president of Canton Main Street,
yeah.
and we don't know what we would do without him. So,
yeah, you look at the transition, you know, from days of being in the ownership to what's happening now, and it's such a complete turnaround, isn't it? I mean, just the atmosphere and just the people who believe in what's going on now.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of people involved now, and it's people who are across many age categories. It's not just the retired people. We have a lot of our younger crowd that's involved in nice events that we're putting on. One of the things I wanted to piggyback on with what you said, Dana, about the success of this show, if you look at the list of our sponsors and individuals and families that support this event, it is just amazing. And they kind of come forward on their own to support this event. They are so willing to put out their time and their efforts and their money to make this a great event. And it takes all that stuff to make it work.
I think we have about 70 sponsors this year.
Wow. And, you know, the sponsorship and volunteers, and those are the people really that drive this for
yes.
2 days.
And yep. we need to give a big shout out to Lois Trulson, because she is our volunteer coordinator for mm-hmm. this event. And she does an amazing job. And like Dennis was saying, you know, some of our volunteers are like the 4-H club, the 4-H'ers, and, you know, the ag students that come out, key club members that come out and help, and they help the artists unload and set up. Because my favorite phrase is, whoever named them Easy Up tents should be taken out at dawn and shot, because they're not easy.
They're not easy up.
But we have, you know, like Dennis was saying, we have young people that are helping with this. We have older people and every age in between. We have 35 artists this year from Iowa, from Illinois, from Wisconsin. Where else do we have? Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, I think. So it's turned out to be kind of a regional event. This is the largest one we've had so far. We started with 21 artists the first year. We now have 35. And we've actually busted out of the park itself, and we will have artists that are along the east side of the square, in the parking spaces along the east side of the park, because we've run out of room. But I don't know that we'll ever go beyond the park in that area, because I think that's one of the things that makes it special.
Yeah. If somebody who's out there and have never attended this, tell them that it is free, you know, for the admission to this, for the people, for the general public, and how it's kind of set up in the park. Maybe give us a little bit of a kind of an overview, because you have one area at the south end that is mainly what, for food. I think you have one area that's a food court type of thing. So kind of give it a kind of set up, and we'll also talk about the other kind of really the key ingredient to this is music, the musicians, and everything like that. Dennis, you want to talk
about when Paula and I come, it's just a way for us to stroll around Jones Park for a few hours and listen to good music. We can get up and go see some of the artists and what they've done, and you can go have a little nip of wine if you like, and a little something to eat, and it's just a great way to spend a few hours
on a Saturday
downtown.
Or a Sunday.
Bill
Kuhn has arranged all the music for us. He's done that every year, and he does a marvelous job of finding really the right flavor of music for this kind of event, where it's not, you know, like very quiet music, but it's just beautiful acoustic.
Kind of really kind of fits with
it
the...
It fits in it. It's laid back. It's relaxed. And
most of that starts at 11 for the music, correct, for both days?
Yes, I believe the music starts at 11. And then it goes until, I think, 4, I think.
Yeah, about 3:30 or 4, I think, what the schedule there. So.
And Kickapoo Creek is setting up a wine garden for us. We have Deadwood Barbecue that will be serving pulled pork, I believe, and... nachos, and we have the Illinois Corrections Center. They're doing pork burgers and ribeye sandwiches. And then we have Central Illinois Kettle Corn coming, who makes some of the best kettle corn you've ever eaten. So we have lots of food choices, and the music will be at the north end of the park, and the food park and the wine garden will be down at the south end. And in between, you'll probably have to find something that you just can't live without and take home.
When you look at this particular type of thing, and when you go about, do you have a certain number that you want to see some of the artists and people who are participating in this? And is there a waiting list to kind of get on board of this, where you just, you know, you try to get maybe 35, 40, or where about, you know, maybe kind of an odd number there?
Well, inside the park, what do you think, about 25, maybe 26 fit comfortably in the park? Once you get past that, you either have the choice of cramming people together so closely that it's not much fun, or we do have the option now of expanding out into the parking spaces on either side of the park, and that, I think, will probably be our limit. We don't want to see it get too big. We haven't had a waiting list yet.
Yeah.
But I think we might get there, because one of the things that we've learned is that the reason that we've increased each year is because other, you know, our artists are telling other artists that they need to come to this show because they've enjoyed it so much. And I don't know, what do you think the key is? I think the artists like the way they're treated, or what do you think?
Well, we treat them very well. We take good care of them.
Do they get a little bit better one-on-one with the crowd, you know, the public? Is that probably another good fit for them, too?
That could be.
Yeah.
I think they sell their wares. I think one of the reasons they want to come back is they do pretty well at this show, which is really encouraging.
Absolutely. Dana, what you also maybe mentioned, too, there is something for kids. You have an event for kids' activities as well, right?
Yes, that will be down towards the south end on the west side of the park, and we are going to be having a tent, and it's going to be hands-on kids' art activities. And I believe they're going to be making doing a make and take where they can make something that is revolving around art, and then they can take it with them when they leave. Because I think that's one of the things that the committee really wanted to include, because, you know, an interest in art, or if you have talent, is something that could be tapped at a very early age. So there's an appreciation for it, even as you, you know, become a student in high school or junior high. And I think our committee, and Dennis, you can kind of chime in on this. I think one of the secrets of the success is our committee, because it's kind of made up of art patrons, we have artists, we have people like myself who have a background in marketing, and other people who, you know, have different gifts to bring to the table, like Kelvin Sampson and his daughter Amanda Woodruff, who do such, they do all the beautiful graphic design. And then volunteers like Dennis and Lois Trulson and Judy Lightsey and others. I mean, we just have this committee that they all have little special gifts that they bring to the table, and no one person, you know, is everything, but everybody put together makes it really special.
Absolutely. So, is like the winery part of it, is that fairly new with it now, the fourth year? Is that been for the big, because you see a lot of different events now with wineries and the wine tasting and aspect with music. You see that really added to a lot of events that are taking place now in our listening area.
I think we had a wine garden the first year, and then the second year, we were going to have wine served, but there was a problem with the state licensing, because the people we were going to have set up, they were licensed in their business but not outside of their business. But this will be the second year in a row that we've had Kickapoo Creek, and they've done a marvelous job.
Absolutely. Dennis, when you go into an event like this, which kind of you're kind of your lead in this? What sort of things did you bring to the table in regards to helping out with this? What sort of things behind the scenes?
Well, I just believe so strongly in the importance of our downtown and showcasing it, making it as fine as we possibly can, and showcasing it in the best way possible. This really shows off our community.
Absolutely.
And our area, and it's a quality of life thing for us. It's just all in all a big feel-good, I think, if you're involved and see your community doing something that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you look at it now that, you know, the setup is so good now because of a lot of the downtown area has really easy access to city parking. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, access to people who can walk a short distance to get to this event as well.
Sure. So. And, you know, Dennis makes a good point, is that one of the really the wonderful side benefits of the Art on Main is that people who come for the show tend to wander. They will, you know, go through the show. They will maybe have something to eat, but then they may go to the sweet shop and have some ice cream. They may go to the antique stores and check out some antiques. So there is a real benefit to our downtown businesses from the show, because people do tend to wander. They come in. And as Ken Ham says at K&L Antiques, he said, you know, I'm just excited if people come in. They may not buy anything that day, but I've had so many people say, I had no idea you were here. And they come back.
That's an opportunity.
So, you know, economically, it makes sense. And it makes an impact.
Well, what sort of we mentioned about the music starting at 11. What's the overall, both days start at 10, right? Both Saturday and Sunday with things going
10
on.
10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Alrighty. Anything in closing? Dana, you want to give a little comment, or even Dennis, either one of you can kind of in closing here. The event will be coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Again, the Art on Main Fine Arts Festival, downtown Canton and Jones Park. You want to give a little
check it out on Facebook, okay. Canton Art on Main, and CantonArtOnMain.com, I believe.
All right,
the website.
All
right.
I would like to put in a good word to Mother Nature.
To be kind.
Because so far it's looking good, but I want to knock on wood when I say that, because every single year we've had at least one day of lousy weather, and it's
we're going to turn the corner there.
It looks like it might be 2 days of good weather, so we're thrilled if it holds out to be that way, because it is just so much fun. Come on down to the park. Invite your friends. Invite your family. Make a weekend of it, because it is really worthwhile.
Yeah. Big Lots thanks to all the sponsors, people involved, and the volunteers who do a good job and put on a good show coming up this weekend. Uh-huh. Folks, we appreciate it. Good to see you, Dennis, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Leon, for your support, as always.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. More coming up as we continue right here on Tuned In. Hey, yep.